Transparent University project is that we want to make like the result of access to information requests freely available to any student who's interested in them.
An Access to Information Request, or ATI, is a common tool for journalists, but anyone can use it. It is a formal request one can send to a public institution to ask for information that hasn't been published. You can ask for meeting minutes, budgets, contracts, even emails and Slack messages, so long as they don't contain private information. But writing them can be difficult. That's why Aidan Rayner learned to code and developed an ATI generator, which can be used to submit requests to over 100 institutions across Canada.
You don't have to put the full legal name. You can just put Concordia, or for Toronto Metropolitan University, just TMU or SFU for Simon Fraser. And you put in the name of institution and the information you're looking for and the time frame, and it'll generate one that is in the right language that you need it with the associated like provincial jurisdiction for information law too, because that changes per province. And the full legal name of the institution, and it's formatted nicely and very clear. You have to put in a time frame, and your information will be there.
Marie-Gloria Strikeman has been archiving the information ATIs get back on the website as well.
So what we did is that we're basically publishing like all the ATIs we're filing on our own website, because basically once an access information request is released, like that is public information. You can share it far and wide with everyone you know, and it's not a problem, right?
The students were inspired to create the project after an incident in 2023. The Concordians submitted a series of ATIs to Concordia for some projects they were working on, including information on increased tuition and data regarding international students. In return, they got a cease and desist letter from a lawyer, claiming they were using ATIs to harass and pressure the school.
On one side, I'm taking a class learning how to do access to information. And on the other side, I'm getting like a lawyer sent after me for doing access to information requests in the same institution, right? And so I think it was definitely like really disappointing to have that reaction from Concordia.
The Concordian did not back down, and the claims were unfounded. They ended up getting most of the information they asked for. But the experience motivated them to help other student journalists understand their rights to information.
The thing for me is like, if universities are more transparent with their communities, and that is educators, staff members, and students, and prospective students as well, if they're more transparent to the community, there's a lot more trust.
The duo was hoping to see other campus papers from across the country use their new tool, and they hoped to add more resources to it, even incorporating AI.
So the next step would probably hopefully be making it a little smarter with like a small language model to be able to infer what type of information people are, or what like types of files of information people are actually looking for.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, everyone. This is DJ Zona, and welcome to the very first episode of On the Right Track on CJLO 1690. So, in this show, I'm going to be talking about electronic dance music, and each episode is going to focus on a different genre of EDM. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about rhythm. So, what is rhythm? Rhythm is also known as trench. It's a subgenre of dubstep that is defined by its heavy use of repetitive and minimalist sub bass and triplet percussion arrangements. It normally stays between 140 and 150 beats per minute, and rhythm sets are also known for doing a lot of chopping. For anyone who doesn't know, chopping is when the DJ aligns two or more rhythm tracks and then plays them with the beat synced up and quickly switches between the tracks. We won't be hearing any chopping today because I'm not mixing, but let's start off with a song by the man who actually invented chopping, Shivers the Butcher.
Smoking joints above Marley. We go, we blow the smoke out. Strictly vibes in this party. Bad energy, keep them all out. If a pig can try to disrespect the thing, I might have to knock a man out. We come to party, party. We ain't come to pass out, pass out. Smoking joints above Marley. We go, we blow the smoke out. Strictly vibes in this party. Bad energy, keep them all out. If a pig can try to disrespect the thing, I might have to knock a man out. not come at her.
So that was Knockout by Shivers and Hurtbox, a very well-known track from the rhythm scene that's been remixed by so many DJs since its release in October 2023. Shivers is from Croydon, United Kingdom, which is also known as the birthplace of dubstep. His invention of the chopping technique earned him the nickname Da Butcher and has been adopted by many DJs, especially for live sets. He's also the founder of the Monsters record label and Dubstep Collective, who have been some of the biggest trailblazers of the dubstep and rhythm scene internationally. The rhythm scene may seem small, but it has artists from all over the world, from the UK, France, Belgium, Germany, the Netherlands, as well as the United States and Canada. Montreal has become known as a hotspot for this scene in North America, and is even referred to as Canada's base capital. Believe me when I say that the energy here is really hard to match. So next up, we've got some artists who played in Montreal recently. We've got Casey, Mad Dubs, Akira, Madcore, and Claybrook. So stay tuned.
Thank you. Sassy Dubs.
Thank you.
Lay production Nuit Afrique, in collaboration with TD Bank Group, presents 5 exclusive concert events from February 2nd to the 28th, highlighting roots and rhythms celebrating Black History Month. Don't miss the tribute to Tamani Djabate and the closing concert of Samba Touré, the legendary guitarist of Ali Farka Touré. Reserve your tickets now and discover the complete program at festivalnuitafrique.com.
This just in.
REVC is no longer on Thursdays. It's Mondays at noon.
Mondays at noon.
Music so good you'll exterminate.
Thank you.
DJs played here in Montreal 2 weeks ago at Northern Invasion. Can you believe it's only been 2 weeks? I remember being in the crowd during Claybrook's set, and at one point I saw two independently formed mosh pits that got so big they ended up merging into one massive mosh pit. For any listeners who went to Northern Invasion, this event is the reason that I chose to make my first episode of this show about Rhythm. Northern Invasion is a two-day event held every February at Club Soda here in Montreal. It is called the Rhythm Olympics because the artists who play compete for the best set, which is later put to a vote by the fans through the Northern Invasion Instagram page. The event began in February 2023 and has only been getting bigger every year since with its organizers... Since its organizers now are saying that we have to switch venues to get a larger capacity. For only having started 2 years ago, Northern Invasion has become a internationally recognized event for Rhythm fans, as well as for local and international artists. I've been attending this event since the first one in 2023, and I can confirm it is absolutely deserving of all the hype that it gets. It is one of the best crowds I've ever been a part of, but I'll get back to that after a couple more songs. Once again, this is CJLO 1690, and you're on the right track. Here's Squishy Unit Deuces and a couple of newer releases from January.
What you know about? Ladies and gentlemen, what you know about? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm some real shit, yeah. Fuck that fake shit. We'll be right back.
feeling a lot drunk.
Does it look like I'm drunk at all?
Bro, you're drunk.
Suck my dick.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of Cité d'Or dans la musique du monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. Take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artist. More info on Cité d'Or.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
So those last two songs were True Trench Times by Samplifier and Infect, and then Suck My Squish by, you guessed it, Squishy. So let's talk about the rhythm crowd and its culture. The rhythm community is smaller and more specific than the dubstep crowd, but it still retains some of the North American dubstep culture. At shows, you'll see people headbanging, doing high knees, and of course, moshing. The scene is extremely high energy, and I found that rhythm DJs get just as hyped for each other's sets as the fans do. At rhythm shows, it's also not uncommon to run into the DJs in the crowd, when it's not their set, of course. I think very highly of the rhythm community, because in my experience, the rhythm crowd is one of the friendliest crowds you'll come across in the EDM world. Although, of course, there are always exceptions, and some people who aren't familiar with the culture will come to these shows and completely throw off the vibes by being aggressive or disrespectful. This is something that tends to happen in many EDM spaces, where as the scene gets progressively more popular, the quality of the crowd seems to diminish. Guys, there's nothing wrong with being new to a scene, but if you're unsure about how to act at these events, it doesn't hurt to just be nice to people and be aware of the space that you take up. Speaking of supporting each other, these next songs are all from artists who produce and record in Canada. We've got Flix from Quebec City, You Say Be Flow from Toronto, Hamro from Ottawa, and Infect, who's originally from Germany but is now based in Montreal.
Thank you. Yeah. twice!
Unfortunately, I am actually going to have to skip over the You Say Be Flow song because we are out of time, but I hope you enjoyed this episode of On the Right Track on CJLO 1690, and thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I won't be here next week, but starting in 2 weeks, I'll be here every Sunday with a different genre of EDM to talk about. So now, to finish the night, here's the most played song of Northern Invasion 2025 by our very own Hamro and Infect.